This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Donald Trump is meeting at the United Nations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The meeting comes amid reports the U.S. leader pushed his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden. The phone call between the two leaders is now at the center of an impeachment inquiry announced by Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations.
The House Judiciary Committee is the one tasked with recommending articles of impeachment. If the inquiry leads it there, there would then be a full House vote, and if approved, the articles would move to a Senate trial overseen by Chief Justice John Roberts. Forcing a president from office needs a two-thirds vote in the Senate, and that's never happened. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP Sagar Meghani reports President Trump is alternately seething over the impeachment push and saying it could help him.
Throughout his term, the president's been all but daring Democrats to do it, with his administration ignoring subpoenas and withholding information from Congress. He's now venting about the move, but also believes it could help him by backfiring on them. But while aides have largely convinced the president impeachment could be good for his future, he's also legacy-minded and has told confidants even if the GOP-led Senate kept him from actually becoming the first president removed from office, impeachment would still be the first line of his political obituary. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Building toward this moment, the president has repeatedly been stonewalling requests for documents and witness interviews in the variety of ongoing congressional investigations. U.S. stocks are mixed in early morning trading. For the latest news, whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or download the mobile app. This is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he is trying to help de-escalate tensions between the United States and Iran. Khan says President Trump asked if he could de-escalate the situation and maybe come up with another deal. Khan says he spoke to the Iranian president, but he would not reveal more details. The United States is imposing sanctions on certain Chinese entities for knowingly transferring oil from Iran. China is urging President Trump to listen to developing countries and oppose bullying after the American leader criticized its trade status at the United Nations. A foreign ministry spokesman is calling on Mr. Trump to meet China halfway in settling trade disputes. The two governments are locked in an escalating tariff war over complaints about Beijing's trade surplus and technology ambitions. It threatens to tip the global economy into recession. Lawmakers in Britain are returning to the House of Commons following a Supreme Court ruling that Prime Minister Boris Johnson has acted illegally by suspending Parliament. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The Prime Minister is hurrying back to London after cutting short a trip to the UN General Assembly amid demands for his resignation from furious opposition parties. Johnson remains on a collision course with Parliament over his determination to extract Britain from the European Union on October the 31st, even if no divorce deal is reached. Parliament has passed a law requiring him to seek an extension if there is no deal, but Johnson says he won't do that under any circumstances. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says the government respected the court decision.
The Prime Minister, like I, recognises that the Supreme Court has issued a unanimous judgment. We respect that. We will, of course, obey that judgment, obey the law.
Karen Chamas, London.
A United Nations special report warns much of humanity is threatened by global warming's devastating impact on oceans and frozen regions of Earth. The report concludes that climate change is accelerating ocean warming, rising sea levels, melting ice sheets and glaciers, and causing other related environmental problems. Meanwhile, Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg is among four people named Wednesday as the winners of a Right Livelihood Award, also known as the Alternative Nobel. The director of the foundation says he is proud to present her with an award.
Thunberg is the powerful voice of a young generation that will have to bear the consequences of today's political failure to stop climate change.
The four winners will each receive a cash award. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck parts of northeastern Pakistan Tuesday, killing at least 25 people and injuring more than 700 others. The quake caused extensive damage to roads and buildings in the Pakistani-administered part of Kashmir. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits. All.